Our Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. Listen for the word of God. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of Israelites journeyed by stages as the Holy One commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses, and he said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the water of life?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the God who hears, "What shall I do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me." The providing God said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people. Take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I'll be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massa and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the inscrutable God, saying, "Is the saving God among us or not?" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for the water of life that flowed from this rock. May it nourish us this day as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Water, it's pretty important, right? Here on the coast of Lake Michigan, maybe we don't think about water nearly as much as, say, folks in California or people in the ancient Near East. But if you think about it, you know, water's really important. When they scan distant planets with our fancy telescopes, what are they looking for? When they send down rovers to drop on the surface of Mars, what are they looking for? They're looking for water. Water leads to life. A couple weeks ago, we got our driveway sealed with asphalt, and before that, they said, "Kill all the plants first." And I put some salt on it, and I don't think I put enough on, and the rain came down, and the water and the plants came up through the asphalt seal. But water makes stuff grow. Water makes life. Water in the womb grows life. You know, we don't worry about water like they did in the ancient Near East. But, you know, civilizations follow water, right? You find people from the earliest of days, you'd find water nearby. Sort of a context on water, but I want to talk about how we got here and start with the wilderness, the passage that I just read. The people of Israel are really, really thirsty. And I apologize, this was supposed to be a black, but it's not, it's blue. So the one we have at home is black, but I didn't think to bring it because I thought we had black ones here. So use your imagination, and this is our rock, okay? The people of Israel are thirsty, and they're asking a reasonable request of Moses, who's their leader. "We are thirsty, we would like some water." And God tells Moses to strike the rock, and water flows out of the rock. And then later, much, much later and very far away, there's another rock, and the people of Israel are thirsty again, and God tells Moses to speak to the rock. Remember the story? This is much later. I think it's in Numbers. And Moses gets really mad, and then he strikes the rock again. But what happens in between, this is not in the Bible. This is something that the rabbis discussed and had sort of put forward and concluded that so there's a rock, right, at the beginning of their journey when they don't have water, and there's a rock at the end of their journey when they don't have water, but where do they get the water in the middle? Well, the rabbis said that that rock just sort of followed them around. You're laughing, but this is going to show up later. This is important. I'm not telling you that because it's a random fact. I'm telling you that because it's important. So last week I read the passage and it clicked with me. I thought that this might be related to a sermon I heard called Thirsty for Justice by Carlos Rodriguez. Whew, I listened to it again. What a sermon. And he brings up something that I kind of knew. You know what the feast that was in the passage Pete read was? The feast? You know which feast that was? Well, in chapter 7, the passage that Pete read, it just says, on the last day, the great day of the festival. But at the beginning of chapter 7, verse 2, it says, the festival of booths was near. And how many of you are Jewish and going, oh, I know what the festival of booths is. That's a great thing, one of my favorite festivals, right? All of us? No. Okay, so festival of booths is a festival where you set up tents. And this is still celebrated to this day. Little outdoor shelters. You'll even if you live in a house, you'll set up an outdoor structure to protect you from the elements, and you'll spend time in that. Why? Because that's what the people of Israel did while they were wandering around in the wilderness. All over the wilderness, they're just setting up tents, sleeping in booths, while the rock is following them around, according to the rabbis. You shall live in booths. This is Leviticus 23. For 7 days, all who are native-born in Israel shall live in booths, so your generations may know that I made the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So how are these two connected? How is this connected? Well, Festival of Booths is in memory of living in the tents. Jesus shows up, and what does he say? Anybody remember what Pete read? He actually is basically screaming this. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. So Jesus shows up at a party that's all about wandering in the wilderness. And who is Jesus identifying as here? If anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. There, I heard Marlene say it. Jesus is going, remember that rock that followed them around in the wilderness? It was me. And you may be thinking, that's just a little weird. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. They all drank from that same spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, look it up. Jesus is standing at the temple screaming, I am the rock. Come to me and drink. And then he says that anyone who believes in me, streams of living water will flow out from their belly. It's not usually how water works. If I had water, I'd take a drink. But water goes in to your belly, not out, generally. What Jesus is saying here, I am that rock, and anyone who believes in me will be also like that rock, the living water. Living water in the Bible just means like water that's moving, not stagnant water, but moving water, living water. Anyone who believes in me, that living water won't just be a historical fact, but a living reality, that water that gives life, that came out of the rock that Jesus says comes out of him, will come out of those who believe, who trust in Jesus. Aside from all of the other things that today is, it's also Reformation Sunday. And what we see on Reformation Sunday is the Protestant reformers finding the water of life. We see Wycliffe translating the scriptures into a language that people can understand. You see Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses to the wall of the to the door at the Gutenberg Church. Gutenberg? That's not right. Wittenberg. Gutenberg's where the printing press was. And you see this, the water of life coming forth throughout the history of the people of God. Even look back to whatever date is on the foundation stone out there, or the day that this church was founded, and all of that time, the water of life, as people believe in Jesus, has been flowing forth. Aside from all of those other things, this is also All Saints Sunday. Though the water that sustains all of the saints, all the folks that sustained all of the saints that we honor today, and Jesus, the rock from which they drank, who made that living water flow out of them. Jesus made that living water flow out. And I don't know if you know a whole lot about water. You ever put your hand on the end of a hose? I did that last week. You know what happens? I got wet. you can't stop that water as it's flowing. You put a dam in front of the water and it'll figure out a way to go around it. The stream just keeps flowing. And what I think that this is about, this Jesus standing and shouting, "If anyone's thirsty, come drink." He's connected himself to that thing that happened in the past and said, that thing that happened in the past, that's not the past, that's the present. It was me then, it's me now. And then we fast forward to today. Jesus still stands at the things that we think are done and over and we're celebrating as a thing that God did in the past. And Jesus stands up and says, "If anyone's thirsty, come to me and drink." Today, Jesus says that. Not just thousands of years ago when Moses whacks that rock, or a dozen years later when Moses whacks the rock, or when Jesus stands up in the temple and says, "If anyone's thirsty," Jesus says that to us still today, that anyone who believes in me, springs of living water will flow out from them. We can't just leave the work of God in the past as something that's been done and over. We need that living water. The people that we've lost, this year I checked my notes, we've lost one person to death who joined, two? Who did I miss?
Phyllis and Mike Hall.
Wasn't Mike Hall last year? Oh, I must not have sent an email. Oh my, I'm sorry. I could have sworn it was 2021. Yeah. Okay, two. Two then. I checked, I wanted to make sure I didn't leave anyone out. Mike Hall, Phyllis Schneider, the folks that we have lost before that, the folks who used to sit in these seats, they are in the presence of God. These saints who lived lives of faith before us as the water of God flowed from within them. They are in the presence of God, the church teaches in the line from the creed that's about the communion of saints. The church teaches that they are in the presence of God in praying for us. Just they are alive, right? Alive in the presence of God. And in the Catholic tradition, people will ask the saints to pray for them. But in the Protestant tradition, we're all saints, right? But we who remain, the folks who are still here, the folks who are joining us virtually, all of us who are here together, that same water that flowed through them, that same water of life, flows still through us. The thing that people want, we say, the thing that we need is water to go into our bellies. But Jesus says water will go out, that we'll have so much that we won't be able to keep it inside. And this longing for water, this imagery of being thirsty and not having enough. Anybody thirsty right now? I'm thirsty. This imagery of being thirsty, but Jesus invites us to let the thing that we need come out of us. Anyone who believes in me comes looking for water, there'll be so much water. Water will come out like the, you know, like those little fountains where the water comes out. Jesus invites us to let the thing that we need flow out of us to nourish others because we already have it. I found out a fun fact about nursing, and this is my last point, I think. Found out a fun thing about nursing. Did you know that women can't feed babies all the time? It's only when the baby's like trying to draw it out. So it's what's there. It's not available until it's called for. And I think that that's connected to this thing where Jesus invites us to let the thing that we need, that water, flow out from us because it's there. It's just dormant until it's needed. So we need to connect what we have with the need. We may find ourselves as a church in something that feels a little like a wilderness. So I would invite us to pray for God's living water to flow out of this church anew. Let's pray. God, we are in what feels like a wilderness as a church. We are thirsty for your presence, for your justice, for your work, for your action in our world. And we ask that you will connect us to where we can let your action flow forward, flow forth from us as you fill us with that water from the rock, which is Christ. Help us to listen, to see, to understand where your living water that you are going to pour through us, that will flow out from us. Show us where we should point. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.